Double substitutions for Sandusky. Trenton Keys is number zero, checks in, as well as Justin Miller replacing Brandon Potter and Ryan Campbell. James Shelkey sits down for Harbor Beach and is replaced by Tyler Vollmering. Cody Seaman trying to get it in, finally gets into Vollmering in the right wing. Minute and a half left in the first. Sandusky 14, Harbor Beach 13. Cody Seaman thought about popping an NBA three, does not against Danny Hale. Into the corner to his brother, Ryan Seaman, sophomore moved up on this squad. In trouble, gets it back to Cody Seaman. He tries down the lane and he loses his footing. And it's going to be a turnover. Sandusky coming the other way. Six turnovers for Harbor Beach in 7 minutes. And Sandusky can't hang on to it. And they nearly lose it in the backcourt. Into the corner, two to Cam. Keys in the low post, going against Gaffney. Feeds it back out to Danny Hale. He cuts down the lane. Over to Keys, who had the give and go, and he follows it for 2 points. 16-13. Sandusky by three. 44 seconds left in the first. Ties Sandusky's largest lead. Top of the key, Cody Seaman against Danny Hale. 30 seconds left in the quarter. Still same thing. Cody Seaman shedding off his defenders, resetting that 5 second count. Brady Kirsch to Tyler Vollmering, top of the key. Dives down to the lane, can't hang on to it. Jason Gaffney saves it, goes up for the shot. He's not, no call, misses the shot. And rebound to Sandusky. 6 seconds left, into the corner. To Miller, top of the key. Hale launches a three and it's an air ball. No good. We have reached the end of the first quarter. Sandusky leading by three, 16-13 on the WLEW Sports Network.
There is a fifth dimension beyond which is known to man. It's a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between data and electrowaves. It lies in the pit of a man's fear. This is the dimension of no coverage. An area in which we call the Drop Zone. It is an unwanted and feared dimension. No service, no texting, no tweeting, no way to communicate. It's just you and a device made useless. It's a land of roaming, and even worse, 1X. No one knows what that means, but there is a way to avoid the Drop Zone. Thumb Sailor and their 4G LTE network. The latest smartphones, the best coverage, and no Drop Zone. Make the switch today to Thumb Sailor and live a life of not worrying about the Drop Zone.
After one quarter, it's 16-13, Sandusky leading by three. Sandusky's led by Danny Hale with five. Harbor Beach is led by Jason Gaffney, who has seven of the 13 points. In that first quarter, we had five lead changes and one tie. Harbor Beach with six turnovers to Sandusky's four. Sandusky gets the ball to start the second quarter, dribbling right to left across your radio. Joe Stone, left wing against Vollmering. Gets a screen from DeCam on the give and go, nothing there. Potter now in the left wing. Skip pass, and it's deflected by Cody Seaman, brought in by Ryan Seaman. Going the other way, Ryan Seaman bringing up the court. Sandusky no press on transition. Into Cody Seaman in the corner, trying to feed into Tyler Vollmering, posting up in the left post. Now at the high post, left elbow, dribbling down the lane, goes up, jump stop, and they're going to be called for a travel. Sandusky ball. Very few rebounds in this ball game. 3-1 Sandusky leads after the first as far as rebounds are concerned. Sandusky's largest lead is three, the current score 16-13. And for Harbor Beach, they led as many by four, 6-2. To the left wing, down to the corner, DeCam against Guzu, who's checked in for Harbor Beach, and blows right by him for 2 points. DeCam with six now, leading scorer for the Redskins. 18-13, largest lead. Into the corner, Ryan Seaman, being guarded very closely, dribbles up top of the key. Over to Guza, right block, power move, and he travels as well. That's the second turnover for Harbor Beach this quarter. Sandusky leading by five, 6:52 left in the second quarter. Substitution, Harbor Beach. Jason Gaffney replaces Ryan Seaman. Sandusky by five. Joe Stone taking his time up the court. Right to left cross your radio.
You're going to start tempoing this game down right now. Looking for the weaknesses in the Pirate defense. Right now they're still playing the man-to-man, but it's more sagging.
And they try Harbor Beach fronting the low post. And so they're throwing it over the heads. Brandon Potter can't hang on to it. Harbor Beach deflected it out of bounds. Sandusky ball underneath their own hoop. Brandon Potter will be inbounding. Feeds it into the cam. Over to Justin Miller for three. Left wing, no good. Rebound, Brady Kirsch. We're going the other way. Kirsch goes for the layup, in for 2 points. Harbor Beach, when they do have transition, they are completing it, and it's a three-point ball game, 18-15. 6:18 left in the first half. Sandusky with the lead.
DeCam will pop it out of there in three-point land.
Brandon Potter does instead, and he nails it for three. Potter's first points of the night. It's a six-point lead, 21-15. 6:04 left in the second quarter. Cody Seaman, top of the key, and he loses the handle on it, and Sandusky brings it in. Not exactly the start of the second quarter Harbor Beach was looking for. That's their third turnover to score alone, ninth of the night. Potter's jump shot is short, tipped out of bounds, last touched by Miller, Harbor Beach ball. Danny Hale checks back into the ball game, replaces Caleb Redman, who's in there for about 2.5 minutes. 5:46 left in the second quarter, 21-15. Sandusky at home leading by 6 points. Brady Kirsch facing a trap and gets across the timeline. Jason Gaffney over to Goosen, but is tipped out of bounds by Brandon Potter. And Harbor Beach ball underneath the road hoop.
Jason had a wide open left-handed layup, but somehow it just kind of got caught up in his knees. Tried to make the pass, but it didn't connect, but it was off of a Sandusky player. Inbounding for Harbor Beach is Cody Seaman.
Cody Seaman uses the safety valve to Jason Gaffney, top of the key, who has no one around him. Back into the hands of Cody Seaman. Right wing being guarded by Joe Stone. Dribbling into the high post, pulls up for the jump shot. This one's short, and Sandusky ball.
One shot and done. That's not going to get it done for the Pirates. They're going to need to go ahead and get that ball on the hoop and get some rebounds going.
Substitution Sandusky number 24, Derek Scott, replaces Josh DeCam. James Shelke is going to let Cody Seaman take a breather for Harbor Beach. 5:19 left in the second. Sandusky leading by 21-15.
Danny Hill bringing the ball up very deliberately.
Dribbling to his right and hands it off to Miller. Back to Danny Hale, right wing. Screen down to the corner. Back up to Brandon Potter against Kirsch at the right wing. Top of the key to number 24, Derek Scott. In the left, that will be Joe. Miller against Malvern. Back into the corner. Now they're just passing back and forth. Into the low post. Trying to feed to Hale. It's tipped away. Back to Brandon Potter for three on the right wing. No good. Rebound, Jason Gaffney. Strong rebound for Gaffney. James Shelke on the baseline, dribbling into the post, gives it to Gaffney, and he gets the finger roll fall. And Gaffney with 9, Harbor Beach with 17. They trail by 4, 21-17, 4.5 to play in the first half. Sandusky's Justin Miller pops the 3 right wing. No good. Rebound, though, falls into the hands of Derek Scott, and we have a whistle, a block against Harbor Beach on the floor. This will be Harbor Beach's only second foul of the night, and it goes against
Ethan Guza.
Ethan Guza, number 20, a 6'4" senior, his first. Joe Stone inbounding for Sandusky, into the corner to Miller. To the left wing to Danny Hale from about 30 feet. Dribbling to his right, screen from Potter to the right wing. Loses the handle on it, has to retreat. Danny Hale wearing the clear facial mask, protecting his nose, and must have had a history of some sort of injury. Justin Miller dives into the lane and is tipped and blocked by Cody Seaman from behind. Harbor Beach coming the other way, trailing by 4 points, 21-17. 3:48 left in the second quarter. James Shelke left wing to Brady Kirsch, same spot, down to the baseline. Retreats to the top to Tyler Vollmering, left wing. He tries the same thing, and he gets pickpocketed out of bounds. Harbor Beach ball. Cody Seaman replaces Tyler Vollmering for Sandusky. Josh DeCam replaces Derek Scott.
21-17, 3:38 to go in the first half.